Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Breaking news now on 1010 Winds.
Donald Trump is heading back to Washington. POTUS 45 has been reelected as the 47th president of the United States. With the win in Wisconsin, the state that put him over the top in the Electoral College.
He took the stage just before 2:30 in the morning.
We're going to help our country heal.
Lydia Maldonado was there, a Palm Beach resident originally from Puerto Rico. She explained why she thinks there was a surge of Hispanic voters who turned away from Vice President Harris.
Instead of talking about economy, there was so much talking about the abortion. And Hispanics are very conservative. They're all about faith, family, and freedom.
She says the economy is what truly matters to voters.
That's correspondent Wendy Gillette. Currently, it's 276 versus 223 in the Electoral College. Trump not only earns that vote, but the popular vote as well. Kamala Harris did not address her supporters on election night. At her headquarters on the campus of Howard University in Washington, Harris campaign co-chair Cedric Richmond said she will instead speak sometime later today. Of course, when that happens, you will hear it live on 1010 Winds. Reaction coming in from overseas, with Ukraine's president saying he appreciates Donald Trump's commitment to peace through strength. Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine is interested in developing mutually beneficial political and economic cooperation that would benefit both our nations. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says she is looking forward to working again with Trump. She says the EU and U.S. are more than just allies, that, quote, we are bound by a true partnership between our people, uniting 800 million citizens. Well, not only did Democrats lose the presidential race, they also lost the Senate.
Republicans needed a net gain of just two seats to take the Senate, and one pickup was widely expected, West Virginia's Jim Justice, to fill the seat being vacated by the retiring Joe Manchin. The first flip came in Ohio. That's where Republican Bernie Moreno projected to win over the three-term incumbent Sherrod Brown. Nebraska Republican Deb Fischer, the projected winner of a third term, and that gives Republicans at least 51 seats and control of the upper chamber.
That's correspondent Brian Clark. In other Senate races, Republican Mike Rogers beat Alyssa Slotkin by about 1 point. Pennsylvania Republican David McCormick with a 1 point lead over Democrat incumbent Bob Casey. Nevada Republican Sam Brown leading incumbent Jackie Rosen by less than a point. In Wisconsin, Republican Eric Hovde has a nearly 2 point lead over incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. Montana Republican Tim Sheehy ahead of incumbent Democrat John Tester by 7 points. That's yet to be called. In Arizona, Democrat Ruben Gallego is ahead of Republican Kerry Lake. Some key local races we are following on 1010 Winds, including for U.S. Senate. Let's get that part of the story from our Glenn Schuck in the 1010 Winds newsroom.
And good morning, everybody. Let's begin with the U.S. Senate races. Kirsten Gillibrand, reelected in New York, actually pretty easily, and a Republican, Mike Sapricone. It looks like it's about a 17-point margin here.
This state has an extraordinary democracy. Our voters understand how important their voice is and how important their vote is. They were heard tonight, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. God bless you all, and God bless America.
You'll recall that Gillibrand was appointed to the seat back in 2009. She now secures her third full six-year term. Now in New Jersey, this was pretty high profile after the departure of Bob Menendez from the Senate, the race to fill that seat. A Democrat wins, Andy Kim.
I believe that the opposite of democracy is apathy. And by extension, I hope that you've seen our campaign as a means of being the opposite of that helplessness.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I hope this moment is every bit as meaningful for you as it is for me.
Kim is 42 years old. He becomes the first Korean-American elected to the U.S. Senate. He beats Republican Curtis Bashaw by about 8 points. That count is still being finalized. Now, one race in Jersey we also want to touch here in the, as we get to the congressional races here, was Republican Tom Kane Jr. appeared that he could have lost his seat in Central Jersey, but he did not. Tom Kane Jr. winning re-election against the Democratic challenger, Sue Altman. Now, others in New Jersey we can mention, Democrat Josh Gottheimer, for his very high profile in the congestion pricing matter. He has won a re-election to Congress from Bergen and Passaic. And Democrat Mikey Sherrill, also a winner, rumored to possibly be now running for the governor of the state of New Jersey. Well, she'll be heading back to Congress from Central Jersey for another 2 years as well. Now to the 17th Congressional District in New York. Big win for Republican Mike Lawler. This was a race that also got a lot of attention, cruising to re-election over a Democrat, Mondaire Jones. For Congressman Mark Molinaro, not good news. A Republican representing the upstate Finger Lakes region. He won 2 years ago, but he's lost one term and he's out here. He loses to Democrat Josh Riley. And a critical seat in the Hudson Valley, we should also mention Congressman Pat Ryan, who is a Democrat and a military background, the winner, defeating the challenger there, Republican Allison Esposito. From our election desk, I'm Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Out to Long Island now for our Sophia Hall.
Laura Gillen says she will fight to protect reproductive rights. The Democrat in a rematch from the 2022 race for Congress declared victory against Republican incumbent Anthony D'Esposito.
Something I hear about a lot at the doors is the cost of health care. Even if you're able to get insurance through the Affordable Care Act, many times it's not affordable. And I hear from a lot of parents saying, by the time my young adult child is done paying back their student loans and paying for their health insurance, there's nothing left for them to go out and be able to live independently. And people want their kids out of their basement, and kids want to move out of their parents' basement. So that's something that we need to tackle.
Another Democrat, Tom Suozzi, won re-election and will remain in Congress. And Republicans Andrew Garbarino and Nick LaLota also retained their seats in Congress. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
In Connecticut, voters approved an amendment to the state's constitution that could make it easier to cast ballots by mail or through drop boxes in future elections. The amendment lifted longstanding restrictions that only allowed people in the state to vote by absentee ballot if they were going to be out of town, are sick or disabled, or couldn't get to a polling location because of religious restrictions. Also on the ballot this election cycle, abortion.
Voters in Missouri cleared the way to undo one of the nation's most restrictive abortion bans, while Florida defeated a similar constitutional amendment. In Florida, it will leave in place a law barring most abortions after the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. Abortion right ballot measures passed in Arizona, Colorado, and Maryland. New York also voted to put abortion rights in the state constitution.
That's Matt Piper here in New York. The vote specifically protects against discrimination based on not only ethnicity, origin, age, disability, and sex, but also gender identity and pregnancy. Nevada voters also passed abortion protections, but that won't take place until it's approved again in 2026. In Nebraska, voters chose to keep that state's abortion restrictions in place. So the question now, what happens to the Trump criminal cases?
Trump is among the January 6th defendant overall population. There are 1,500 people charged with the riot at the U.S. Capitol with an effort to overturn the 2020 election. Donald Trump has never answered, would he pardon all 1,500 plus of those defendants? He has promised pardons, but never said if it's for everybody, nor has he said if he would have his Justice Department shut down these prosecutions.
That's correspondent Scott McFarland. Trump cannot pardon himself in his state cases, and it's still scheduled. He's still scheduled to be sentenced here in New York on November 26 for his conviction in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. That was for 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to influence the 2016 election. That was already pushed back, the sentencing until after the vote. At this point, it is not clear what the judge will do. Okay, so when you hit the mall, is it to shop or to eat?
Over 250 dishes. Made fresh from scratch every day. The Cheesecake Factory.
Yelp is out with a new survey that finds that most folks actually don't go to the mall anymore to shop. No, they do that online. They mostly go for the food and the entertainment. In fact, movie theaters and VR centers top the entertainment category, while the Cheesecake Factory's number one restaurant at the mall. Why? Because that's where Cheesecake Factories are located. Duh. Other mall staples, Olive Garden, California Pizza Kitchen, and Chili's. Hey, speaking of Chili's, the latest viral recipe is from them.
Is Chili's triple dipper worth it? This is everything that it comes with. It comes with chicken tenders, sliders, and some mozzarella sticks. And of course, tons of ranch. Chicken tender. That's a juicy chicken.
That's TikToker Irene Kim, who's among the throngs making the appetizer inspired by the Chili's offering. It's also been good for the restaurant chain. They say sales in the past year are up 70%. So you know all those streets in the city that have special names in honor of New Yorkers? Well, now there's a new way to learn about those folks.
While some of the names like Edgar Allan Poe and Nelson Mandela are well known, Upper West Side City Councilwoman Gail Brewer said most are not.
So now, thanks to the legislation that we passed, thanks to DORIS, which is the city's records department, the municipal library, they have created this amazing map. So you'll be able to go on your cell phone and you'll be able to look, oh, I know who Manuel Rodriguez is. It says right here.
There are nearly 2,500 entries.
And these stories are amazing. You know, there are a lot of 9/11, but people won't know those names until they read them on the map.
And if you come across Stan Brooks Way in Hell's Kitchen, you'll see he was a legendary reporter at 1010 Winds. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Ah, yes, the late, great Stan Brooks. Another stabbing in the subway, this time at the West 125th Street and St. Nicholas Avenue stop. Police say a woman was slashed in the face just before 11 last night on the A-train platform. She is hospitalized in stable condition. The suspect, some man who took off and has yet to be caught.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.